السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, as we discussed last week, that this is the season of Hajj, and when a person proceeds in the direction of Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyiba, then the heart of every Muslim is also drawn towards Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyiba. If a person's heart is not there, then it is a deficiency of his iman, because we cannot live without iman and Islam. And our iman and Islam has come from where? It has come from Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam had not made those sacrifices, if his companions had not made those sacrifices, Islam and iman would not have reached us in this part of the globe. So we are grateful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We must make plenty of shukr that He blessed us with iman and Islam without us even making an effort. Ask those people who have to leave their faith and religion and come into Islam because they have come to know of the beautiful teachings of Islam. Now to give up that faith to which they were attached, they have to face so much of obstacles, so much of problems. It is not easy for them. We take it for granted. We were born in a Muslim home. Quran Sharif was on the shelves when we got up, when we came to our senses. Then we saw copies of the Quran Sharif, people going towards the masjid, somebody fasting in Ramadan, somebody making namaz in the home, somebody making Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Inshallah, MashaAllah, Allahu Akbar. Now something or the other we saw. But that person who is coming from a different background, he does not know what Islam is, he did not know what Iman was, he studied Islam and came into Islam, the whole family turns against the person. So much of problems, so much of tests, so much of trials. So ask them, they appreciate what Islam and Iman is. I can't help but repeating, and this morning also in the tafsir lesson, that incident came to mind. If it just comes to mind, then I will repeat it. And it is always for the benefit of somebody who could be in the audience, who may not have heard it, or even if the person heard it, it inspires him. There was a Hindu person in India, he was a great poet. And this is not a fairy tale, because I heard it with my own ears. I was there at the program in 1963. This person had accepted Islam after studying the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He studied the life of our Nabi, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he accepted Islam. Because he was a poet, he knew Urdu very, very well. So he composed Naat Sharif, and he composed many hamd and ashar and nazm, very beautiful. But the one that he read at that function, more than 100,000 people were there. It was an open-air program. in one of the largest parks or gardens of Delhi. There was a program of the Jamiatul Ulama Hind, and there this person was told to now recite some poetry. Because he had come from a Hindu background, he had accepted Islam, and since he was so well known as a poet in Hindu, in his family, in the people that knew him in India, so they all came down on him very, very hard, that what a big mistake you are making in your life. And many of them rejected him, many of them shunned him, many of them taunted him and humiliated him and tried to disgrace him and give him all kinds of problems. Now at such a time, a person who is weak in his faith, he is not convinced that he has accepted Islam solely for the pleasure of Allah and for his own salvation, so he will become shaken and he will give up his Islam. People of our time are not like Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, that they take the whipping and the beating and they still say Ahad, Ahad, Allah is one. Our times, if somebody just laughs at us, some action of ours which we are doing according to the Quran and Sunnah, we say, hi, our family has become opposed, our family is unhappy with this walima of ours and this nikah of ours because we are trying to make it according to the Sunnah. So we will try to please the person, we will go out of our way to do everything wrong so that our families become pleased and happy. But I can still hear those words ringing in my ears as if the person was singing just a little while ago. He came onto the stage and he recited, besides the other parts which I do not remember very well, but something that stuck to my heart. He said, Laakh aaye musibat to parwaah nahi, Laakh aaye musibat to parwaah nahi, Laakh toote sitam uska shikwa nahi, Laakh aaye musibat to parwaah nahi, Laakh toote sitam uska shikwa nahi, چاہے بدلے زمانہ نہیں اس کا غم چاہے بدلے زمانہ نہیں اس کا غم آپ بدلے تو اپنا ٹھکانہ نہیں آپ بدلے تو اپنا ٹھکانہ نہیں کوئی منزل بھی ہے اس گنہگار کی یا تڑپتا رہے گا یوں ہی عمر بھر کوئی منزل بھی ہے اس گنہگار کی یا تڑپتا رہے گا یوں ہی عمر بھر میں نے مانا خطاؤں کا پتلا ہوں میں نے مانا خطاؤں کا پتلا ہوں میں اپنی نظروں سے لیکن گرانا نہیں اپنی نظروں سے لیکن گرانا نہیں اسے لاکھ آئے مصیبت تو پرواہ نہیں یا اللہ I have accepted Islam for my own good for my own salvation I have believed in you as an all-powerful, almighty, all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing, omnipotent, omnipresent Allah. I truly believe that you are the wise, and whatever difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering that I go through, it is a test and a trial. So therefore he says, La kae musibat to parwaah nahi. I am unconcerned irrespective of what kind of difficulties, tests and trials and hardships I have to face. Koi manzil bhi hai. لاکھ آئے مصیبت تو پرواہ نہیں لاکھ ٹوٹے ستم اس کا شکوہ نہیں I'm not even complaining of that to you my Allah لاکھ ٹوٹے ستم اس کا شکوہ نہیں and thereafter he says چاہے بدلے زمانہ نہیں اس کا غم if the entire creation of yours has to turn away from me because I've accepted Islam because I've become a believer in you O my beloved Allah Because I have believed in your angels, in your books, in the life after death on the day of judgment. Because I have believed in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the last of all messengers, and I believed in the Quran Sharif as the final book of Allah and the Kalam of Allah. Now, because of that, if my whole family, my nation, my country, everyone turns away, I'm unconcerned. Chahe badle zamana nahi uska gham. Aap badle to apna tikana nahi. But my beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy, then I will have no ground to stand on. Now this is coming from a Hindu person who came into Islam, and when he was facing all the tests and trials of his life, he said, "Maine mana khataon ka putla hoon main." Now again, exactly like the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and the pious and the righteous, that they do everything right, but still they say, "We are sinful servants on the surface of this earth." So he says, "Maine mana khataon ka putla hoon main." I acknowledge that indeed I am a very, very sinful servant of yours. I am an epitome of sins. Maine mana khatao ka putla hoon main, apni nazron se lekin girana nahi. But oh my beloved Allah, don't drop me from your sight. Now this is what they have to go through. They appreciate what Islam is. They appreciate what Iman is, because of the tests and the trials that they go through. So people proceeding for Hajj, they take our hearts in that direction. Our Iman and Islam comes from there.
Zameen par Madine ki rehte hain hum, Zameen par Madine ki rehte hain hum, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم. زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم. نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف, نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف, جوار محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم. زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم.
Now although this is for the permanent residents of Madina Sharif, but still the people who are going there for Hajj, when they are in Madina Sharif, or they're going for Umrah, they say, then they can say, Zami par Madine ki rehte hum, falak par magar naz karte hain hum. Although we are on the ground of Madina Sharif, but we boast to the skies of the great status and position that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given to us, that we are on the ground, on the land of Madina Sharif. Everything that is around the world, no matter what kind of tourist attraction there could be anywhere in the world, the gardens of Kashmir, the mountains of Switzerland, and around the globe, all those things that they term as the wonders of the world, whether it is the Victoria Falls or Empire State Building, whatever it could be. Now every country, they are making loud and bold claims that we are the ones who have got the best tourist attractions, the best sites for visitors and tourists. And look at the beautiful gardens that we have, the beautiful mountains we have, the beautiful lakes that we have. Every brochure advertises. So they can go on making loud and bold claims. But who can have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in their country, in their city, in their town? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, being in Madina Sharif, we all know that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the piece of ground on which his body was laid to rest, then that piece of ground is more precious than even the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave that kind of azmat to that piece of ground. And then every piece of land or every inch of ground in Madina Sharif again is full of azmat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it was a place of his hijrah, place from where Islam spread throughout the globe, place where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam rests. So he says, Falak par magar naz karte hai hum, na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf, jawar-e Muhammad mein rehte hai hum, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Why do we get this status and position? Because we are the neighbors of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. As I explained last week or some other majlis, that how fortunate those people are, that whenever they desire to read Salat and Salam at the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is just a few meters away, or in a taxi if they are staying far out, a few kilometers away, but they are there. If they want to make the 5 times Salat in the Masjid, it is easy. They don't have to apply for passport, they don't have to apply for visas. And now with all these Hajj regulations, first there's some kind of registration, then application, then accreditation, and I don't know, big words are used. Then finally you get, after passing all the different stations, then you arrive there. And these people, they are in Medina Sharif, simple and easy. How fortunate they are. Wherever in the world anybody reads Salat and Salam, it is conveyed to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Inna lillahi malaikatan sayyahina fil ardh. They convey the salam to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But those people who are there, the Rosa Mubarak, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is responding to their salam. He listens to it personally. How lucky, how fortunate. Therefore say, Falak par magar naz karte hai hum. Na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf, jawar-e Muhammad mein rehte hai hum, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But then we have to fulfill those rights of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being our neighbor. If we are in Medina Sharif and we say that we are his neighbor, then how much of rights Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave to the neighbors? Even if he is a non-Muslim neighbor, he has got rights. We have no right to go and throw our dirt into his yard or trouble him unnecessarily or give him any kind of problem and pain. We have to be kind, we have to be gentle, we have to be polite, we have to be compassionate. Now if that is with regards to even a non-Muslim neighbor, then the rights of a Muslim neighbor. Now here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we are his neighbors. So how much more careful we have to be, that we must not do anything that is causing any kind of hurt, any kind of pain to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Now what is it that will cause him pain and hurt is when we are going to be disobedient to him. What was displeasing to him if we are going to do in Medina Sharif, then definitely we are going to cause him hurt and pain. So to go to Makkah, Medina Sharif is easy. Buy a ticket, get visas and go. But the thing is, the azmat of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif has to be in our hearts. Na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf.
Karam hai ye malik ka ay dosto, karam hai ye malik ka ay dosto, Madine ki basti mein baste hain hum. Karam hai ye malik ka ay dosto, Madine ki basti mein baste hain hum.
And it is only the favor of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we have been given the opportunity to be residents in Medina Sharif. It is no kamal of ours. Those people who are there also, it is no kamal of theirs. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created the conditions for them to be the residents of that beautiful city of Medina Sharif. And if we also get the opportunity, then it is the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hain hum. Zameen par Madine ki rehte hain hum, falak par magar naaz karte hain hum. Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hain hum.
You see, our value is because of this nisbat that we have with Medina Sharif. Now extended meaning of this whole thing, that how much of nisbat and contact we are going to have with Medina Sharif, meaning Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that much will be our value. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept it like that the Muslim, his value is how much of nisbat he has with Madina Sharif, with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Muslims were obedient to Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them dominance. Wherever they went, Allah ta'ala gave them victory. Allah put their love into the hearts of the people. People came flocking into the fold of Islam when they saw the beautiful character of these Muslims, because that nisbat was there with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their character, their akhlaq, their morals, their behavior, their etiquette, their honesty, their truthfulness, their charity, their nobility, their purity, their piety, they were in that line, following Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's footsteps. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them a place of honor, respect and dignity. And when we gave up those actions, when we gave up those amal, when we stopped following Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's footsteps, and that nisbat that we had with Madina Sharif lessened, a deficiency came, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reduced that position of dignity and honor that we had. And like that also, anything that comes from Madina Sharif, any person who has got a little bit of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will say that this is from Madina Sharif. As I always say, that even if the cheapest of all dates coming from Madina Sharif is given to somebody, it is dry date, there's no juiciness in it. And on the other side is a very, very juicy date that has come from Iraq, or they come from Canada, or come from West Africa, or anywhere else. But if the person who has got some love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he's got Iman, then he will say that this is a beautiful date. He'll have such love for that date. He'll say it has come from Madina Sharif. The nisbat is with Madina Sharif. When Allah was kissing that rumal that they tie, which people bring from the Madina Sharif, so he was kissing that rumal. So one person told him, Hazrat, this rumal comes from Japan. So you kissing this, it is coming from Japan. He says, Bewakuf kahin ka. He says, I too know it comes from Japan. It's made in Japan. But the breeze of Madina Sharif has touched this rumal. You are looking at where it was made, and I am looking at which breeze touched this rumal. So that is that muhabbat, that is that aqeedat and muhabbat. The Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hai. Otherwise we've got no real value. The more we will attach ourselves to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his beautiful deen, the more Allah ta'ala will give us elevation. مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری وگرنا حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو خدا سے دعا یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو خدا سے دعا یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم. Why are we desirous to die in Madina Sharif and be buried in Madina Sharif? The reason is that we know that our actions, our amal are extremely weak. And we also know that those who will be buried in Baqi, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, shafaat, intercession, and the winds of rahmat that blow there. So many qabristans and graveyards around the world where people like ourselves, ordinary Muslims, are buried. But there are so many authentic and reliable dreams of people where the burial of some Allah wala in that graveyard, one Allah wala, and the entire graveyard, everyone that was sleeping there in the dream, the person sees Allah ta'ala forgive everybody. Wow. Because one Allah wala was buried there. Somebody asked Hazrat Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi that why is it that people are desirous of being buried next to some Allah wala. So he did not respond at that time. Then after some time he said, right, put the fan. Now those days they have that fan, hand fans. So he said, now you must, now we will say like this type of a fan now. I say, put the switch on, but the breeze of the fan must only get my head. Is it possible? If I tell, now put this fan on, but the breeze of that fan must only hit my head. Impossible. When the breeze is going to blow, then it is going to touch the heads of everyone that is sitting around there. So these Allah Walas that are buried in that graveyard, when the winds of Rahmat are blowing over their graves, it's going to touch all the others nearby. So if that is the case with the graveyards of ours, then what about Baqi, where more than 10,000 Sahabas are buried, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's family, so many of them are buried, where Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu is buried. What about that graveyard? So therefore we say, Madine mein marna muqaddar mein ho, Khuda se dua ye bhi karte hain hum. Madine mein har saal ho haziri, Khuda se ye faryaad karte hain hum. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us all with the opportunity of going to Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyibah, and bless us with all the anwarat and barakat of those Mubarak lands and places. And if Allah Ta'ala bless us with the opportunity, then He must also give us the tawfiq to make ihtiram of these Mubarak lands and places and abstain from everything that brings nothing but loss. Recently, look at the number of dreams. Two, 3 days ago again when I was replying. Now the person dreams that inside the Kaaba Sharif, there's a flea market. And people are buying and selling and screaming and shouting and doing everything. And there's a flea market running inside the Kaaba Sharif. What does that mean? Somebody dreamt that the Kaaba Sharif is upside down and Christmas lights are around the Kaaba Sharif. Somebody dreamt that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's body is being dragged out of the Rosa Mubarak and people are trampling upon his body. Ah! What does that mean? It is not a playground. It is not Paris or London or one of the shopping complexes of some city. Nothing wrong, we don't say it's haram, it is permissible. Buy a few things for the family as gifts, it's permissible. But the amount of time that is spent in those shopping complexes and the whole atmosphere that is now prevalent even in Mina and Arafat and Muzdalifah, it is becoming very, very short. And especially the New Year's Eve, go and see in Arafat what is happening there. Go to Arafat on New Year's Eve, when it is not Hajj time, and look at the celebrations and the recent celebrations that took place at Jeddah. So we must make a lot of dua. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must protect us, because whatever is going to happen there, the effect of that is going to be felt, ripple effect throughout the world. May Allah ta'ala give me also that ikhlas and give me that kind of love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we distance ourselves from all haram. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ, اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ
دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين او مائی بلاور اللہ مائی رحیم اللہ مائی کریم اللہ موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ موسٹ کمپیشنٹ موسٹ لونگ موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ جنرس اللہ موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ موسٹ بینیفیسنٹ موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ
Oh my all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing Allah. Oh my most beloved Allah. My most beautiful Allah. We have taken your Mubarak name, recited Naat Sharif upon Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls. You have attached these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. Ya Allah, these hands of ours are our begging bowls. And we are extending them before you. We are not extending them before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. Ya Allah, you are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. Our lives lie in your control. Our sight, our hearing, our speech in your control. The ground on which we walk is in your control. Our homes in which we live is in your control. If you order the gale force wind to blow, no one can stop it. If you order the earth to shake, no superpower of the world can stop it from shaking. Ya Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. Your treasures are unlimited, my beloved Allah. Your treasures are unlimited. If we don't beg of you, you become angry and displeased. Ya Allah, the more we beg of you, the more happy and pleased you become. My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are expressing great remorse and shame upon the sins that we have been committing in our lives. Ya Allah, you could have destroyed us there and then. You could have embarrassed us. You could have brought about humiliation and disgrace upon us. You could have snatched away all the bounties that you had blessed us with. But how loving you are. How tolerant you are. How compassionate and caring you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear. My beloved Allah, you have still blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech, with our heart, liver and lungs all functioning. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. We are not justifying any of our sins. We are not bragging about our sins. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. Hamare hal par raham farma. Don't look at our sins, my beloved Allah. For if you have to look at our sins, then we will face nothing but destruction in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. Ya Allah, look at your shan of being rahim and kareem. Most forgiving, most merciful. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we have committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. There was no question of darkness for you. You who blessed billions of people with sight, how can you be blind to our actions and our deeds? Ya Allah, it was just your tolerance that you did not seize us there and then. My beloved Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. It is your fazal, your ihsan, your kindness and favor upon us that you gave us another opportunity to make tawbah from our sins. My beloved Allah, daily we are listening, daily we are reading of young, fit, healthy people, little children, suddenly departing from the surface of this earth. My beloved Allah, we have not taken lessons from whatever is happening around us. Ya Allah, give us the realization that life is temporary, transitory. We don't know when the angel of death is going to strike, where he is going to strike. How can we then be in haram places, haram actions and haram deeds? Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, rave club, popping drugs in our mouth, in adultery, fornication, or any kind of haram action. My beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. My beloved Allah, day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. Day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. If there had been any other Allah, he would have destroyed us. But my beloved Allah, we know that something that is beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins. You do not want everyone to go into the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, you want everyone to enjoy a life of happiness, contentment, satisfaction in this world and the akhirat. We are therefore turning towards you, my beloved Allah. Change the condition of our lives. Change the direction of our lives. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. My beloved Allah, our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy, with evil passions and desires. Change the condition of our hearts. Change the condition of our hearts. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu? Badal de mera rasta, dil badal de. How long am I going to walk the path of sins? How long are we going to tread on this path of sins? How long are we going to enjoy evil and haram pleasures? How long are we going to remain on the surface of this earth? A day is going to come when the angel of death is going to extract the soul from every part of our bodies. My beloved Allah, before the water of mayyat is poured above our bodies, let us pour the water of tawbah above our hearts. Before the garment of kafan is put above our bodies, my beloved Allah, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Ya Allah, we will be transported on the shoulders of people and placed in a grave and covered with sand. Ya Allah, the only thing that will accompany us will be our actions. We have no capital of good deeds to our credit. Ya Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. Forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, don't test us, don't try us. No one is going to question you why you forgave those sinners who raised their hands in Masjid An-Nur. Ya Allah, no one is going to question you why you forgave us. Ya Allah, whosoever has raised his or her hand this part of the night, they have raised it with great hope in you. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Open the floodgates of forgiveness for us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all sicknesses, ailments and diseases. So many people are in hospitals who have undergone operations, so many will be undergoing operations. So many of them are in a state of coma, so many are suffering from different kinds of pains and aches. Ya Allah, we know that sometimes all this can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. But we are extremely weak servants of yours. Do not test us with sickness, disease, hardship, difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, bless us with complete shifa from all our ailments and sicknesses. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether in hospitals, clinics, homes or amongst us, bless them with shifa. Ya Allah, cure us of our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. Ya Allah, clean our hearts of envy and jealousy. My beloved Allah, why should we be jealous of what you have blessed others with when there is no shortage in your treasures? My beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. If you are ours, then everything will work in our favor. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. جو تو میرا تو سب میرا فلک میرا زمین میری کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن بے دعا مانگتا ہوں. My beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our time, in our life. Become ours and make us yours. Remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam around the globe. Overlook the shortcomings and weaknesses and faults of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Open the floodgates of your mercy for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and suffering of mankind around the globe. Let the winds of hidayat blow in all directions. Bless everyone with Islam and with Iman. Ya Allah, those who have come into Islam and Iman, strengthen their Iman. Protect them, my beloved Allah, from all fitnas and all tests and trials. My beloved Allah, When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Take us to Madina Tayyiba. Kaash Madina ab watan hota. Wahi jeeta, wahi varta, wahi goro kafan hota. Ya Allah, bless us with burial in Baqi. If it is not destined, wherever it may be, let it be in a state you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their problems. Ya Allah, those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who are leaving for Hajj and those who have left, bless them with Hajj maqbool and mabroor. Make their Hajj asan. Make it easy, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, give them and give us the tawfiq of walking on the land of Makkah Mukarrama and Madina Tayyiba with great caution and with great care. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to respect every inch of ground of Madina Tayyiba and Makkah Mukarrama. Ya Allah, accept the tawaf, ziyarat, ibadat, accept their hajj. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us. How much he asked for us. Ya Allah, we cannot even ask a fraction of what he asked for us. In Arafat, from Zohar till Maghrib, that sinless, masoom Nabi extended his Mubarak hands and begged and begged and begged. Ya Allah, his beard became wet with his tears. His ihram became wet with his tears. How much he begged for us sinful ones, may Allah bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the Ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, bless each and everyone with the fulfillment of their jais and permissible desires. Those students who are writing examinations, give them success. Make them assets for our community. Ya Allah, protect them from the fitnas at the institutions. My beloved Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove their difficulties, their pain, their suffering and their problem. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Gash ijtima'at ta'aleem ko qubool farma. Khan ka madaris masajid ko qubool farma. حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما مسجد اقصی کی حفاظت فرما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم